Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to stay basically dry or biased as we move forward through the next 7 days. Totally dry weather is not expected in all areas, but there will be a fair amount of the region that will experience a net loss in soil moisture. The southwestern Corn Belt in particular looks as though it will go through an extended period without much in the way of significant moisture, and this area includes Kansas, Missouri, parts of Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, and southwestern Illinois. And it also extends down into most of the U.S. Delta area. All of these regions will likely see drier conditions a week from now than there are out there today. Crop stress will begin to evolve in some locations, but most of these areas, excepting the Delta, still have favorable subsoil moisture to carry on normal crop development for a while longer. And we also are not expecting to see much excessive heat outside of the Delta and a few locations in Kansas. For the most part, the temperatures are going to be in a seasonable range, and that will help to at least slow down the drying rates a little bit. But even with normal temperatures at this time of the year, we can evaporate a half inch of moisture each day. That's more than significant enough to eventually firm up the soil and create some stress for parts of the region. High temperatures this afternoon will be mostly upper 70s and 80s across the Midwest. Very pleasant environment for corn development, and for the most part, soybeans will like it as well. There will be somewhat of a continuation of similar conditions occurring tomorrow, but it will turn warmer on the western fringes of the Corn Belt, and that warmer air will work its way eastward as we move through the day on Thursday and Friday, maybe even Saturday, with highs getting into the 80s and lower 90s in a big part of the Midwest. Most of those 90s will stay on the west side of the Mississippi River, but there could be a few readings in the lower 90s in Illinois and parts of western Kentucky. But the warmest weather will be on the near and west of the Missouri River, where temperatures in the middle 90s will be possible, even some upper 90s in minor crop areas further to the west. A cool front is expected to debut in the northern plains Sunday going into Monday. The frontal boundary will go ahead and move rather swiftly across the Midwest as we move into midweek next week, and that will likely generate some shower and thunderstorm activity as it pushes across the area. Now, some of the computer forecast models are definitely not in good agreement today as to what happens next week. One of the models suggests a great deal of cool air will be present in the north-central United States and south-central Canada as we move into early to midweek next week. And if that is the case, there would be a chance for some greater amounts of rainfall across the Midwest. And for right now, we are going to discount that as a possibility because most of the models are not on board with that. The cold air looks to be a little exaggerated. By the way, the name of the model is the European, and the European model is the one that we'll watch most closely over the next few days to see if other models end up rallying behind this forecast. In the meantime, what rain that occurs over these next few days is not likely to be very impressive for most of the Midwest. We'll look for rain totals over the next 7 days, actually staying mostly less than a quarter of an inch in those drier southwestern Corn Belt locations. It will run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5/10 of an inch in many other areas, with some local totals of a half inch to maybe as much as an inch. The greater rain may occur near the South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa border area, and also in a couple of spots in Indiana or Ohio. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.